Florida authorities seize 265 illegal gambling machines in Operation Silent Spin. Florida regulators and law enforcement agencies dismantled a multi-location illegal gambling operation last week, seizing 265 illegal gambling machines and more than $120,000 in cash. The enforcement action highlights growing pressure on underground gambling operations across southwest Florida as authorities push for expanded enforcement resources. The Florida Gaming Control Commission worked alongside the Manatee County Sheriff's Office and Homeland Security investigations during the operation, known as Operation Silent Spin. Authorities said the raids resulted in multiple criminal charges and the filing of immigration detainers connected to the investigation. According to the FGCC, the largest seizure took place at Spin City Arcade, where investigators confiscated 155 illegal slot machines and approximately $78,483 in cash. Officials also seized 61 illegal slot machines and around $24,157 from a second unnamed arcade, while Mike's Arcade accounted for another 49 machines and roughly $18,157 in proceeds. The crackdown comes amid broader concerns over illegal gambling activity throughout Florida. Regulators and local law enforcement agencies have increasingly linked underground gambling houses to violent crime, weapons, narcotics activity, and other public safety risks. Quote, "These illegal gambling businesses are not harmless storefront operations. They attract crime, generate illicit cash economies, and create serious public safety risks for surrounding communities. Operation Silent Spin sends a clear message. If you are operating illegal gambling in Florida, we are coming for your machines, your money, and your criminal enterprise." L. Carl Harold, Director of Gaming Enforcement for the FGCC. Florida officials cite rising public safety concerns. Authorities pointed to a recent shooting linked to an illegal gambling house in Manatee County as part of the wider justification for increased enforcement. Last month, the Manatee County Sheriff's Office investigated an armed robbery and shooting at an illegal gambling location where a customer was shot multiple times. Officials said underground gambling operations often involve large cash volumes with limited security oversight, making them attractive targets for robbery and organized criminal activity. The FGCC has continued pushing for additional enforcement funding as illegal gambling operations spread across parts of the state. Florida lawmakers returning to Tallahassee this week to finalize the state budget are expected to consider a request from the commission to create additional gaming enforcement squads. One proposal includes establishing a dedicated enforcement unit focused specifically on southwest Florida, where regulators say illegal gambling activity has expanded rapidly. Regulators push for expanded enforcement teams. FGCC Chair Julie Brown said the region has become one of Florida's fastest-growing areas for underground gambling operations. Southwest Florida has seen one of the highest increases in illegal gambling activity in the state and is a prime location for our next enforcement squad, Brown said. As these operations continue to spread, the commission must ensure it has the personnel and regional presence necessary to investigate complaints quickly, support local law enforcement partners, and protect Florida communities through sustained enforcement efforts. The operation reflects a broader trend across several U.S. states where regulators are increasing pressure on unlicensed gaming businesses operating outside state-approved gambling frameworks. Florida authorities have not yet disclosed whether additional arrests or related investigations could follow the raids.